If you're interested in learning how to best prepare for your medical school interview, text the word pre-order to 44222. Again, that's pre-order, all capital letters, to 44222. And I will send you information on how you can pre-order my Amazon best-selling book, The Pre-Med Playbook, Guide to the Medical School Interview. And you'll learn how you can get $100 worth of free stuff from me, including a month of our awesome medical school interview platform or mock interview platform and access to our video course all about the medical school interview. Text the word pre-order to 44222. This is the MCAT podcast, session number 41. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep. The MCAT podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles as a pre-med, and this podcast will give you the motivation and information that you need to know to help get you the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a medical student. Now, welcome to the MCAT podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, host of this podcast and author of The Pre-Med Playbook, Guide to the Medical School Interview. I hope you take a look at pre-ordering the book if it's before June 6th, which is when the book releases. If you are listening to this after June 6th, 2017, go check out the book wherever you buy books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Nook, wherever. All right, let's go ahead and dive in and talk about something interesting with Brian. All right, so Brian, let's play some hypotheticals here and say that I wasn't listening and paying attention to the MCAT podcast when you told me that I needed to register early for the MCAT. And when I went to register for my MCAT date that's next week, there were no seats available except for a couple states over, and I have to travel. What kind of advice do you have for me as I prepare to travel to this test site?
Yeah, so number one, get a time machine and go back and get register early, like we told you. Yeah, Ryan, you're kind of asking about the logistics, like literally just kind of the raw physical movement associated with test day. It sounds silly, but it really can impact your performance, right? So first, let's start with the extreme case. Like you said, let's say you have to actually fly somewhere to take your MCAT, right? Maybe you're in an especially big state. You know, you're out in Montana, which is enormous, and you wanted to be able to take your MCAT in Billings, but you can't. Now you have to like fly to Salt Lake City or something.
Well, right? If you remember, a couple at the last exam for the old MCAT, people were flying to Guam to take
it. Guam, yes, yeah. I had somebody flying to Guam and somebody flying to Israel to take their MCAT right before it changed because everyone was freaking out about psych and biochem. Yeah. fortunately, it's not that bad anymore, but still, even a little, you know, 2 or 3 hour regional flight can really kind of knock you for a loop. So the first thing is, anytime you sleep somewhere new, like sleep in a hotel room that's not where you're used to, you're not going to sleep as well as you do at home, right? Just on a kind of purely lizard brain, unconscious level, some part of you knows that you're in a dangerous new environment. So you don't get that really good regenerative stage 3 deep sleep and REM sleep, not as much as you're used to anyway. So I will say this, if you are lucky enough to be able to afford an extra day off or an extra night at a hotel, if you can, don't fly the night before, but try to fly an extra day or even an extra 2 days before so that you are in the same place for 2 or 3 days in a row. Now, I know that's going to be a real outlier, right? I mean, that's starting to get real, real expensive, but we're already positing somebody who's kind of like in an extreme case, having to fly to take their MCAT. So if you're going to put yourself in extreme circumstances already, you may as well do it in a way that's going to give yourself as much benefit as possible, or rather, the least penalty possible.
I want to challenge you on that expensive comment, though, is what's more expensive, an extra night of a hotel or retaking the MCAT because you slept so poorly the night before?
Right. Yeah, fair enough, right? You spend an extra few hundred bucks to retake the MCAT plus another 3 months of your life restudying for it. So suddenly that $49.99 at Motel 6 doesn't seem so bad, right? Fair enough, right? So that's kind of the extreme case. We can certainly talk about kind of the logistics for more, you know, run of the mill for everybody, right? So one of them is you don't want to be doing any extensive traveling the morning of. You know, we're talking about if it's a 30 or 40 minute drive, you know, maybe at most an hour drive to get there. That's certainly reasonable. But you hear all these stories about people who are like, oh, I had to get up at 4 a.m. to drive 4 hours to my MCAT. That's not a good scene. You do not want to be doing that. That's where you start driving the night before and staying in a hotel.
That makes
another,
sense.
Yeah, and another really small one, and people kind of laugh when I say this, but I got to tell you, it has made a life or death difference enough times that I tell everybody this. The day before the MCAT, go visit the testing location. Find the building. Go in. Find the suite where, you know, the Prometric Center is. Make sure you know where you're going to park or how you're going to get there so that there are no problems. And, you know, look, 97% of the time there wasn't going to be a problem anyway. But if you're in that 3%, it is literally a life-altering precaution. It's like putting your seatbelt on. You know, I've had students where I say visit the center in advance and they laugh at me, and then I text them the day before, hey, reminder, I wasn't kidding, go visit the center. And suddenly 3 hours later, I'm getting a panicked phone call, Brian, I can't find the building. And they freak out, and suddenly they realize that, like, you know, North Main Street and North Main Avenue are different places, and they typed it in their GPS wrong. So they literally would have completely screwed up their test day if they hadn't figured it out the day before.
Wow.
Or, you know, there was construction and Google Maps didn't know about the construction. So if I had gotten stuck and rerouted, I would have suddenly been in a real dangerous part of town, and, you know, and so on and so on and so on. And it sounds so ludicrous, but in the same way that I tell you that you of course put your seatbelt on every time you get in the car, anyone who takes the MCAT, I say go visit, find the building the day before. Make sure you know exactly where you're going.
I have one for you, Brian. Somebody posted in our Facebook Hangout group that they received an email from the AAMC, and they didn't really think about it until like a couple days later, and they opened it, and it told them, the AAMC was emailing them saying, hey, we changed your test center. Have you heard of that?
Yes, you just told me now. I have only ever heard of that once in the past, and that was right when the new MCAT was being given, you know, the April 2015 when they made the changeover. We had not one of my students at Next Step, but another one of our tutoring students had a weird thing where they moved them to a new location. Although they were given, I think, at least a couple weeks notice. Mm-hmm. It wasn't out of the blue, and it was just like on the other side of LA, you know, so it wasn't something radical, but definitely something to be aware of. In any email you get that has from the AMC, for darn sure, open it.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yep. And then finally, you know, depending on where you are, there's always that kind of toss up as to whether it's better to drive, take mass transit, or walk. If you're lucky enough to be close to your testing location to walk, then walk. It's a good way to get your brain pumping and blood moving that morning. And in most cities or in most locations, I tell people to avoid mass transit unless you happen to be lucky enough to be in like a New York City or somewhere where the mass transit is actually very good and, in fact, better than driving. So make sure you work all that out in advance.
All right, there you have it. If you have to travel for your MCAT test day, and hopefully you don't because you've been listening to this podcast and you know that you need to register early. But if you made a mistake or you had to reschedule last minute and you need to fly somewhere or travel somewhere to take the MCAT, I hope you listen to this episode and take all of the advice that we gave you. I would love for you to check out Next Step Test Prep and everything that they have to offer to help you on your MCAT journey. Known for their one-on-one tutoring, Next Step Test Prep is an amazing tutoring company, but they have a brand new MCAT course, which you should check out as well. Over 100 hours of videos, 5 office hours per week, live office hours per week, 5 of them. And access to all of their books, all of their MCAT practice exams, as well as all of the AAMC material, all for a price that's much, much less than any of the other big name test prep companies out there. More stuff, better quality, less price. Can't beat it. Go check out nextstepmcat.com and use the promo code MCATPOD, that's MCATPOD, to save some money. Hope you have a great week. We'll catch you next time here at the MCAT Podcast and MedEd Media.